It is the Panther Hour with MG and Liam on Triple Panther. We are counting down to the NRL Grand Final this Sunday. The Melbourne Storm, who we just spoke about at length, taking on the Penrith Panthers, MG. And it is a great pleasure to welcome in this man to the show, who I personally believe, if the Panthers are to get up and win the Grand Final, this man might well have a Clive Churchill medal around his neck by the end of it. Jerome Luai, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Thanks, boys. You're nice, brother. thanks for having me on here.
And he did say that yesterday before we even spoke to you today, Jerome. He means that, and I've got to reiterate, you know, you'd be close to getting it if Panthers do win the comp this year. And when they win the comp, let's go back to the Nepean born boy who lived in Mount Druitt like myself and grew up with a host of fantastic players around him. I've been watching you for the last 10 years, and I think you're one of the most improved players in the NRL at present. What is part of your evolution as a rugby league player, Jerome?
Definitely hard work is where it all starts. You know, coming from Mount Druitt, you know, as you would know, not many opportunities. So we have to fight for every inch that we get. And that's what I've based, I guess, all my footy around. Yeah, I've had a big preseason with the boys, probably one of the toughest preseasons I've ever had. So I can definitely, say that was, part of the rise, I guess, for this year. And I love this group of boys, man. And we're just riding the wave at the moment, MG.
It seemed at the beginning of the year, Jerome, that it was going to be a battle between yourself and Matt Burton as to who was going to partner Nathan in the halves with the departure of James Maloney. I mean, were you always confident that you, at your best, you were going to be wearing that number six this year?
No, it was always something that I knew I was going to have to work for. The opportunity was there, and Birdo's a great talent, great on the footy field and off. So I know I had my work cut out for me, and I just want to say thanks to Birdo, I guess, for pushing me this year. Yeah, it was a really tough preseason, as I said, and I'm really grateful for him right now.
You mentioned your teammates, and obviously we can't do this game, we can't play this game without our teammates. And you've got some fantastic fellow Samoans in your team with Brian To'o and Stevie Crichton and Spencer Leanu and Moses Leota and Tyrone May, who are in fantastic form. But you seem to be really embracing this week, Jerome, which I love. I love the fact that at the open training session yesterday, you stayed around, you spoke to fans, and I think if you had to give a message to a bunch of young kids who are about to embark on the biggest game of their life, is change nothing.
Yeah, and I think it's good that way because, it's been working for us the whole year. But, in terms of, giving back to the community and that, we love this community and we know how much footy means, not only to Mount Druitt but to Penrith as well. Growing up with all these boys, especially, the Samoan boys, we know that, family means most in our culture. This is what it is here. We're all a big family, and we're treating it that way.
You are representing
got a few pests in the room as well. So.
name and shame, Jerome.
We got Kirk Capewell here being a pest. Josh Mentor just got off the massage table.
Oh, saucy! It's saucy. tell Capewell you play against him this year in Origin.
Who we got there?
MG, how are you, brother?
Hey, is that saucy?
That's doing, brother.
Hey, brother, are you pumped?
Can't wait, man. I really can't wait. So, it's been an exciting week so far. Boys are amped up.
God. Just keep doing what you're doing, brother. Keep doing what you're doing. Embrace the rage.
For sure. 100, bro. Just riding the wave, cuz.
Go on, your champion.
Mate, Jerome, you are the rising star of this side. Tell Josh Mansour to get off your interview.
Hello. He loves the camera. He always knows where
it is. I can't help but invite me.
Tell him this is a non-visual medium and it does not suit his strengths.
You're not wrong there, mate. He doesn't have a shirt on.
This is the kind of thing. I mean, these bunch of guys you're with, Jerome, they're your brothers, and I'll relate to 91 when we got beat in 1990. We became a brotherhood in the off season. We stayed with each other. Everywhere we went, we was with each other. We obviously had our own families, and we respect the fact that you've got to spend a lot of time with them. But when you get out that rugby league field, it's such a tough game that if you don't have 100% faith in the man standing left or right of you, well, you might as well not play.
Exactly, and I've always said that. There's no mates on the field. It's only brothers, and you know, they're on my side of the field. So, you know, in this bubble, it's been pretty tough by having these guys around. You know, they've made it all the better. So, you know, I love being around here. I love being at Penrith, and, you know, I want to stay a Panther for the rest of my career, you know, if I have it my way.
Oh, I reckon the pencil pushers at the Panthers will be making sure you're not going anywhere. 17 years to the day or to the year since the Panthers last won a comp. You would have been 6 years old around that mark. Do you have any recollections of the last time the Panthers won the NRL?
Nah, not many, to be honest. I think the first game I ever watched was the Tigers GF when they won it, and that's why I rated Benji so highly. You know, he was my favourite player for you know, all my younger days. So I don't really remember much, but you know, my little cousin has a few photos there she showed me, so that's pretty cool. But yeah, not much, but hopefully we can do one, you know, for those boys as well.
Well, it'd be remiss of us not to mention your opponents on Sunday, and the the man in the number six jersey who you'll be opposite, Cameron Munster. You've been quoted as saying you had a bit of a man crush on him, but let's hope on Sunday that you might crush his aspirations of winning another comp.
Yeah, we'll try and do that, but like I said, no mates in the field.
Yeah, baby.
Outstanding. Jerome Luai from the Penrith Panthers. We appreciate your time in what no doubt is a busy week. Keep enjoying the week ahead, and we cannot wait to see you out there on Sunday alongside your teammates doing your thing.
Thanks a lot, boys. Appreciate it. Let's go, Panthers.
Yeah.
Let's go, Panthers. Let's go, baby.